While backpacking with my 11-year-old daughter, I kept thinking that so few kids these days know what happens when you lick a big yellow banana slug. On our second day, we were exhausted after nearly 32 kilometers of hiking. Our feet ached, and ravenous mosquitoes were persecuting us. Dusk was falling, so we set out a ground sheet and our sleeping bags on the soft grass of a ridge, so that the winds would blow the mosquitoes away. Our dog curled up beside us. As far as we could tell, there was no other hiker within a half-day's journey in any direction. Nature offers us lessons on inner peace and life's meaning, cheap and effective therapy, without the couch. All this comes to mind because for most of us in the industrialized world, nature is a rarer and rarer part of our lives. A British study found that children could more easily identify Japanese cartoon characters like Pikachu, Metapod, and Wigglytuff than they could native animals and plants like otter, oak, and beetle. One problem may be that the American environmental movement has focused only on preserving nature. It's important not only to save forests, but also to promote camping, hiking, bouldering, and whitewater rafting so that people care about saving those forests. So let's protect nature, yes, but let's support programs that get young people in the woods. Let's acknowledge that getting kids awed by nature is as important as getting them reading. Oh, and the slug? Time was, most kids knew that if you licked the underside of a banana slug, your tongue went numb.